Composites Lounge, der Podcast mit Praxiswissen für Unternehmer, Geschäftsführer und Führungskräfte aus dem Bereich der Faserverbund-Werkstoffproduktion und Anwendung. Wir präsentieren dir regelmäßig Innovationen und anwendungsspezifisches Know-how, das deine Leichtbau- und Festigkeitsanforderungen löst. Präsentiert von deinem Host Ilkay Özgesoğlu aus Bayreuth. So, dear LinkedIn Community, Composites Lounge Members, Jack Visitors, Jack Exhibitors, we are now at the peak of Jack World. I have with me the Jack Group CEO, Eric Piergeon. Thank you for being part of our show.
Thank you, Ilkay.
So, Composites 360 on tour is our motto, and of course, we want to know the latest and the news from Eric. One thing that I would like to touch base with him is, how was the exhibition? In particular, there was a early start of the exhibition, the Monday, and maybe we can start with the Monday, because in my opinion, Eric, it becomes more and more important, the Monday. Is this a trend?
Well, in fact, the show is usually 3 days long.
Yes.
But this year we have made some add-ons, some extensions.
Yes.
And especially already on Monday,
yeah,
we started with an event in Paris, mm-hmm, downtown Paris, to address the potential of composites for architecture, construction, infrastructural building, and so on. The goal was to present to end users from this industry, so people from the construction or infrastructure industry, what composite can offer.
Yeah.
So we had a very nice presentation of best practices from all around the world about construction. And on top of that, this is also supported by some great news about the norms and standards in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
American Concrete Institute president has presented the latest standards, mm-hmm, for reinforcing concrete, and that's a big step forward, not only for America, because it's also an example for other countries who are using that similar standards. In Europe also, the soon publications of the Eurocodes,
mm-hmm,
are great news, because this means that there will be some recommendations and standards to make the use of a structural element with composite. So we started earlier on Monday. We also have some additional sessions. We had, for example, a CEO breakfast.
Yep.
So it's not only to start earlier for the sake of starting earlier. It was also to have some new topics in the show, and to give to set the stage for some strategic topics, mm-hmm, for the leaders of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So the first CEO breakfast has been organized with the European Association of the Composite, mm-hmm, Industry, and welcoming a European Commission officer, policy officer, who has presented the latest status of the Green Deal, what it means for the composite industry as an opportunity. Sometimes people could say the Green Deal creates constraints, but it's also an opportunity,
yes,
to get innovation funding, to get support, to accelerate the Green Deal. And that's a very interesting point, because there is a strategy presented and proposed by the Commission last week, so 1 week before the show, addressing this the potential and the strategic importance of advanced materials, mm-hmm, for the industry in Europe. And four big application sectors are concerned by this policy, by this proposition. It's electronics, it's wind energy, it's construction, and it's mobility. So these are essential elements, because this is showing that Europe wants to have a strategy on industry, and especially on composite. Yeah. So great news. We also had a new format again in the morning. That was on day two, what we called the view from the top. Mm-hmm. And we had the honor to welcome Mr. Peter Huntsman, so mm-hmm. president and CEO and chairman of Huntsman Corporation,
yes.
a major player in the industry,
absolutely.
Who has been presenting his view, his point of view is based on his deep understanding of the macroeconomics, the industry, to the global audience. So this is showing how important, how relevant the show is, also from a strategic point of view, because it's the place where the leading companies are exhibiting, but also where the leaders are.
Yes.
And they are coming to address the audience, to talk, to give strategic directions. We also had news on the show floor. As you have seen, we have a brand new demo zone. Mm-hmm. So on the other side, from a strategic point of view, but up to making composites,
operational,
you can see yes. how to make composites with an extraordinary large additive manufacturing mm-hmm. Equipment or and a zone which helps to understand how things are made with the latest technology from the partners of this demo zone. So as you can see, a lot of new things have happened this year at JEC World to keep innovating, addressing new topics, and making sure that the show is the leading show and is by to be a leader, you always need to innovate.
So you got a lot of opinion leaders, and this is also something that I'm driving on LinkedIn on the communication, saying you need thought leadership, and this whole organization here and the whole exhibitors level, on the exhibitors level, opinions are coming out. And also what I have realized, a strong trend is many people keep things very close to their chest until JEC comes and then they open the announcements.
Yes.
So like, for example, we have HRC, they have the Italian company, they have announced this. Landsauer is celebrating 100 years and they made a press of 10,000 tons. And this is really in a press technology in composites, it's really great. And I wanted to come back to this breakfast. The commissioner said one of the ambitious targets of the European Commission is to have Europe as a continent CO2 neutral.
Yes,
it's a very ambitious one.
It's part of the Green Deal, which is an ambitious ambition in a way. This strategy and the focus on this target is driving a lot of innovation, a lot of transformations.
Yes,
as I said, it could be seen as a threat or as a constraint, but it's also a great opportunity because I think we are all convinced, at least those who know what composites are about, that making lighter, more durable, more efficient products thanks to composite is a way to achieve green deals.
Yes.
And if you talk about new energies, what would be the wind energy without composites?
Absolutely.
What would be the hydrogen transportation in the future without the storage and the transportation of hydrogen? So there are plenty of opportunities for composites. And of course, this strategy, this ambitious target, but the strategy to achieve this target are really promising for the composite industry. One challenge is, of course, to take this as an opportunity for many companies based in Europe to take advantage of the fundings. So there is a need to better see where they can get support and funding.
Yes.
What is the process to do that?
And that is actually one of the concerns we are having, unfortunately, local in Germany, where a fund, Topf we say in Germany, has just gone in the air with 140 million. But we've discussed this also with Composites United and AVK. Stay tuned also on these videos. So we have to perhaps break down these regional thinking, and I like the idea of having 2050 a European continent being CO2 neutral, and Germany is not an exception to that, neither is France. We have to do this in a collaborative manner, and that's great, because I'm hearing on the floor a lot of projects that are cross-border.
We all have to save the planet as a whole, all countries, all continents, and as you said, in Europe, it cannot be the only task of Germany, Italy, France, or whatever. I mean, it's we have to coordinate the efforts.
Yeah.
And this industry, as many industries, is global. The fact that there is a teamwork, there is a network of companies with different countries and so on, working on the same direction with a EU strategy on this, can be very helpful.
So coming from the strategic level, let's go a bit in the operational side, because our community is always, of course, how was it? How successful was this show? If I may give you some sort of feedback, the feedback was we have a good traffic, but we have seen more quality coming in since or after the pandemic. The feeling is quality has raised. Yeah. I don't know how to judge this important piece of information, but quality is always sort of beats quantity, as we say, but we sometimes also need the quantity, of course, to get the message spread. Well, how do you interpret this?
It's really the first year after the COVID times where we get all countries back together. We had 22 and 23 editions, but there were still some constraints for some countries to come to Europe, to Paris, or to plan their exhibition and so on. Yeah. So this time, I must say, we are back to normal, which means that all countries can be there, can exhibit, can attend, of course. And, you know, Jack World cannot be Jack World if you don't get the attendance of all participants.
Yes.
So from a quantitative point of view and from a, let's say, an international point of view, we have now this year all countries represented, so many as exhibiting, as exhibitors, but also as visitors. So that's the quantitative element. There is also the need for business opportunities, of course, and this is a B2B show, so people are here to have the backbone of the exhibition is business.
Return, they want a return on their investment. Yes.
There is also inspiration, which is important, especially for end users, or for people, do never forget that, who are willing to be inspired by composite, to want to understand composite. So we must accept that there is a business traffic, let's say, but on top of that, we also have people who are coming to understand what composite can bring to their business, which is a way to expand the adoption of composite. Yeah. And finally, especially on the last day, we try also to attract young students, young talents, to talk about careers in composite, to talk about the future of young engineers in composite, and there are many ways to attract them, to show them that we're the cool kids on the block, you know. If you work in composites, first of all, it's not unusual work. You will build boats, sport equipment, Formula One, electric cars, planes, windmills, and so on. There's a huge market behind the composite industry. It's also a place where you do not only make hardware, you do also a lot of digital things, simulation, artificial intelligence, testing, and so on. So I often say that there are three pillars in this industry: the materials, the processes, the manufacturing, and more the digital side of it, because along the whole value chain, from chemistry up to end of life, recycling, tracking, there is a whole world of data to be managed and to be managed in a smarter way with new tools like artificial intelligence.
Yeah. And with digitalization, of course, you don't only think of software that is, for example, controlling a 3D manufacturing device. It is the connection. It's getting the automation process in line to increase productivity.
Yeah, and even further, it is a way to enable a lot of solutions to challenge to tackle the challenge we have in front of us. Let me give you an example: simulating with digital twins, with digital technology, a part before you build it.
Yeah.
avoid to make prototypes that are not working and to have scrap, to have waste, and so on. It's a way to improve the efficiency. Before you produce, when you produce, if you have defects and so on, if you can avoid them, and also afterwards to track, to be able to identify the materials, to recycle them, because another big challenge that the industry is addressing very strongly is sustainability.
Absolutely.
And all kinds, all aspects of sustainability, so reducing the energy consumption to produce, to manufacture, recycle the materials, or repurpose the materials, it's a full chain of elements that can enable a more sustainable industry, a more circular industry. Considering that the industry is doing its work on sustainability, but is also a key enabler of sustainability in the rest of the industries, you know?
And that's the beauty about Jack World also. When you're talking, these things come to my mind. You have the full value chain here. And today, you have to think in a full value chain. What we discussed on the floor was always, you think from the end, because we need to have the recycling part, the end of the life of the product. Up until the front where the materials are sourced and melted into a fiber, so the full value chain, and that gives you a lot of possibilities to increase sustainability.
Exactly, it's along the whole value chain. It's also designing from the beginning for sustainability. Yes. We see examples of parts who are really developed and built in order to enable an easy end-of-life process management. Yeah. Also to get the traceability, very interesting technologies in that sector. And another point that we I think we will address, and we addressed in the construction sector, is to make sure that we mention the durability of composite. Because sometimes if you can produce a good or an infrastructure or a house or things that can last much longer than the others, we're talking about bridges, for example, that can last 100 years.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You save the rebuild of the bridge after 50 years, for example, or 40 years.
So we had one startup booster winner in Salzburg, Carbo Refit, for example, where they said rather than tearing down things, keep the substance alive by composites, for example. Wonderful. So the show itself so far has been, from my view, great, as someone who was on the floor all the time. From your point of view, the general facet, general conclusion?
The general conclusion is that we have reached a new level. First of all, we have offset the pandemic impact on the
it's
industry,
in
on
blood.
The show, exactly. But the we have offset that, and we have opened new opportunities for business, for networking, for innovation. And as I mentioned, we have also opened strategic discussions. We have also invited, and we took the opportunity of the Olympic and Paralympic Games that are also in Paris in 24, like Jack World 24. Yes.
This is a topic that I was not so much involved in, but maybe you can give us some very fast update on that one. That sounds exciting too.
We started with a very interesting presentation from the International Olympic Committee Sustainability Director, Mrs. Marie Salois, who has explained how the Olympic Committee has also targeting net zero ambition and how they make it. And of course, when you consider that 50%, more than 50% of the disciplines of the Summer Olympics are using composites, that for the Winter Olympics, you have more than 80% of the disciplines that are using composites.
Composites in some
form
or shape.
You can imagine how composites and sports are linked.
Yeah.
So if the Olympic Committee and also the federations and so on that are managing the different disciplines, if they want to achieve a more sustainable ambition and have a reduced CO2 footprint and so on, they will have to adopt new methods, new materials, maybe new regulations to recycle the sporting equipment goods, to use different materials.
Yes.
So in the future, we will see more and more initiatives than this. So it was a great opportunity to showcase here at the show in a special exhibition the history of sports and composite. By the way, there is a flyer to be downloaded on our website.
Okay. So we will link that also. Yeah.
Presenting the history of sports and composite. Mm-hmm. We will see during the Olympic and Paralympic Games a lot of innovations, mm-hmm. as usual, mm-hmm. That are not well known today because it's secret.
Yes.
They will be on the track, on the field during the Olympics, and we will see them. We may report about this maybe next in our next broadcast.
So it's been a great coincidence with the Olympics coming up and Jack World prior to that.
Yes, and it's an opportunity to show that we have parallel objectives, converging objectives on sustainability, and to highlight the importance of composites in the sports industry, which is again showing how cool it is to work in composites.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just said on the show floor, it's always the question of a mindset. So these people are like-minded. The mindset is more or less the same. And if you look at sporting industry, the aerospace industry, or the modern form of transportation, electric vehicles, hydrogen, the thinking is always progressive in innovation and technology. And this is something that drives this industry.
We cannot hide that there are challenges. There are challenges in terms of market, of production,
raw materials,
energy prices, and so on. These are the day-to-day challenges of the industry, and especially for the European countries, for example. It's an important topic at this time. But on top of that, there is the permanent, the permanent search for innovation, for sustainable solutions, and composites in their various forms are bringing a lot of new technologies and the new solutions. And they are inventing the new materials, the new fibers, and the new solutions for the future.
And it's the beauty of composites. Yeah, you got 3D structures. Yeah, you if as long as you are creative, there's nearly no boundary, because for each one we have a certain process.
Exactly.
You can use pultrusion for the rods. You can use the RTM for pressing. You got the autoclave for huge parts. So anything is in composites possible.
Yeah, it's on one side the complexity of composites, because there are many processes, but it also a way to address very different challenges.
Absolutely.
Because producing wind blades for wind energy, or solar panels, or battery case for electric vehicles, or sporting goods are not the same. Not the same processes.
Yeah.
So, but that's the beauty, in a way, of the composite industry, to be able to propose different manufacturing processes, some for small production units, or for high rate production, to match the needs of various industries.
Absolutely. Shall we, as a last point, give an outlook after Jack, as always, before the Jack? And by the way, dear community, this is the last video of the 3 days, but I will now display and show the videos that I've took. These were 16, by the way, Eric, on the 3 days, and we will start with this one. So we are reversing the number, because this is the summary, and we want you to have the summary first, and then you can dive into the other ones. But after Jack is before Jack World 2025.
Exactly. We are already preparing a Jack World 25 in terms, first of all, of stand and show organization.
Yeah.
So the exhibitors are confirming their participation for next year. We have additional exhibitors coming too. And it's also a way to start thinking about the innovations for next year.
Yes.
Based on what we've done this year, what can we do next year? And it's also the time to talk about our forums, because because yes. As you know, after Jack World, you have the Jack time. Forums.
Yes.
And this year we will have forums again in the Dach region.
Yes.
Especially in Stuttgart, a very nice city and with a strong community of composite and mobility.
South Germany, which exactly. is closer to Switzerland, also Austria, locally.
Absolutely. Yes. And we also have the Jack Forum Italy on the agenda, mm-hmm. Jack Forum Southeast Asia. So a lot of new meeting points, as well as other country visits, where we start planning the pavilions of the countries,
yes.
the pavilion of the various regions.
Yeah. So the activity is starting to accelerate after we have left the lockdown. So you are already faithful that you have even announced, Enkerol announced 2026 in Cologne. And I was surprised about that, but of course I'm happy to hear that. So you are very confident that you can now increase the pace of your expansion.
Well, it's I would not say it's an expansion. It's to fit the demand and the need for meeting yes. in the different regions.
Yes.
To enable the local community. So in for example in the Dach region or so in Italy or in Southeast Asia to get together at a local level.
Yes.
To make business at local level.
Yeah.
This doesn't prevent to come to Jack World, but
yeah.
it's a way to have the local needs to address the local needs of business activities or inspiration and also visit factories and understand the local ecosystem. So it's complementary.
Absolutely. Final word, my thank you and congratulations also to your team.
Absolutely.
Now I'm talking with you. Of course, you are the head and you are giving the direction and the strategy, but you have a very efficient team. It's time to thank your team for this grand, really, performance that they are giving. And this is a high performance on a constant level, I have to say.
You know,
maybe you have also a word for your team through LinkedIn.
Of course, I have and it's, again, it's also the essence of composite manufacturing. It's teamwork.
Yes.
You cannot make composites without teamwork.
Yes.
That's a must in the industry. But organizing Jack World is also a teamwork.
Yeah.
We need a strong team at JEC, and they have made a lot of efforts to yeah. innovate, to make it possible.
Mm-hmm.
And they make it also with our partners,
mm-hmm.
With all the suppliers involved in making this event what it is. But this work is a way to allow the exhibitors, the participants, to make it happen on their side. You know, we are setting the stage mm-hmm. as a team at JEC. We are setting some global activities and so on, but then people from the industry are making it happen, you know?
Yeah, so you give basically the infrastructure, you make the roads, the houses, but the people have to party themselves in the house and on the streets, right?
Exactly, you know our mission, it's our signature, it's connecting the world with composites.
Yes.
It's connecting the world of composite together,
yes.
making the connections between buyers, sellers, students, academics, research, industry, but it's also connecting the world of composites with the rest of the world, the end user sectors, the people who don't know about composites.
Yeah.
We want to connect them with the industry. So connecting is our mission.
It's your daily job. It's your mission.
Absolutely.
It's your vision.
And this
the
is
purpose
why
of why
our
this
team is focused sounds. On that.
Yes.
To make it possible, and I thank them to be every day focused on that. We trust composite, we have a passion for composite, and we want to connect people around composite and at a global level.
Okay, and that's a really great word, and I think thank you also for your time Eric.
Thank you for yours, because I know you have spent a lot of time also
yes,
looking
yes.
at innovative companies,
absolutely.
Meeting people and so on.
Innovation Awards everywhere. feedback on the Innovation Awards. I visited some of the pavilions, the German pavilions. To be honest, just from my personal side, I never really looked at the German pavilions, I have to say, but there are so many. There's Bavaria, there's North Rhine-Westphalia, there's Saxony, there's Berlin.
And Composites United.
Composites United AVK is for me a standard, but these that came to my consciousness only after you have indicated that to me. Let's have a look at them, and I was really well received. We made the land Baden-Württemberg, which will be Stuttgart.
In Stuttgart,
so
exactly.
We need to do some follow-ups with these guys, with Markus Milwig and so on. Very very exciting. Germany is a strong partner. Of course, France is huge. Italy is huge. So I think that was really a great one. Thank you for your insights, even after this late hours. Maybe community, you are hearing some dismantling already in the background is going
that's
on.
Life. That's life.
That's life.
Yeah.
This is events. This is what we are used to. And Eric, thank you so much for your passionate work with your team on this. And as I said, after Jack is before Jack, but before that we have the forums. And I'm looking very much forward
and
to it.
Stay tuned to see all the videos.
Absolutely.
Prepared by Ikai, and see you soon online. And of course, that for the next forum, we'll be happy to meet you there.
Der Composites Launch Podcast gefällt dir? Dann empfehle diesen bitte weiter. Du willst noch mehr Tipps zu Composites oder Sichtbarkeit in LinkedIn? Vernetze dich mit Ilkay Özgesoğlu auf LinkedIn und trete der exklusiven LinkedIn-Gruppe Composites Launch bei. Dort wirst du dich mit Gleichgesinnten über die neuesten Technologietrends austauschen. Tschüss und auf Wiedersehen!